All right. So we now go to the Northrop & Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline to talk to a great friend of the program. She is Mandy Bell of MLB.com, Indians beat reporter. All right, Mandy, before we get to baseball, I know you're younger than me, so you have to help me be hip, okay?
All right.
So have you heard the new Taylor Swift song?
You're saying the me song, or has there been one since then?
All right, guys, which one is it? Because these guys keep hassling me that I have not heard this song yet.
It's called You Need to Calm Down.
Have you heard that one?
Oh, no.
Okay, good. See?
There's a few out there.
Okay, see? It's not just me being old. She's young and hip.
I'm more hip than the youth. Is that what you're saying?
I think you guys are just making stuff up.
I'm a big Taylor Swift song. It's like big Taylor Swift fan. So I'm not the go-to on her song.
Oh, well, you're my go-to for it because you're on my side and you haven't heard it yet. So you're my go-to. All right, let's actually talk about baseball. Mandy Bell joining us on the Northrop & Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline. All right, have you finally recovered from All-Star Weekend?
I think so. It was a super, super exhausting week, but it was just so much fun. There were so many cool moments. But yes, I think I'm finally caught back up on sleep after that.
Well, that's really good to hear because you were everywhere for it. What was your favorite moment if you had to pick, I don't know, one or five that, you know, took place during the All-Star Weekend? What was the one that'll stand out to you most?
Oh, the moment for Carrasco, 100%. It's hard to top that. Bieber was super awesome. It was cool to watch him have that inning. It was cool to watch him react to getting the MVP. It was cool to have the crowd chanting his name and getting to talk to his dad afterwards. We ran into him outside of the clubhouse, and his dad was just so excited. But it's just hard to top that moment for Carrasco on the field because it was just so moving. I mean, every single person, every single type of fan of any team, everyone was moved, and everyone was on the same page for just a few minutes during a baseball game, which was really, really cool. It was impossible not to have goosebumps during that moment.
Even at home watching it on TV, because I was across the country at the time, like, you still felt it, and you felt the impact of that moment, and you felt the impact that it was on the field and how those guys handled it. It was so cool. That was one of the coolest moments that has happened in baseball in a while. And baseball's continuing to have cool moments. I mean, the Tyler Skaggs thing last night with all the Angels players, to then the no-hitter and the fact that Mike Trout hit a home run that was 450 feet. Like, baseball's having a moment right now, Mandy. Are you feeling that as well?
Oh, for sure. I mean, last night was, you couldn't write a movie script more perfect than what happened last night. It was just so incredible. And to see their moment of taking all of their jerseys because they wore 45 and everyone wore Skaggs on the back of their jerseys, to take that out to the pitcher's mound and cover the pitcher's mound in their jerseys, like, I mean, everything was just so incredible. And it just seems like baseball's captivated everybody right now. I mean, the amount of people that were up just watching it that weren't even Angels fans, because every single person was just like, seemed super interested. As soon as you get that alert, it's like, oh, combined no-no going through eight innings, watch the final three. I mean, how can't you turn that on to watch that storyline? I mean, it's been an incredible week for baseball.
It really has. It's been absolutely wonderful, and the Indians have been right in the center of it, and right in the center of the Indians is this twin series that's taking place. How is this ball club feeling right now coming out of the All-Star break? Are they ready to go after first place?
Yeah, I mean, it's a tough one to bounce back from. I mean, that's obviously the tone-setting game coming right into the second half after the run that they had. I know a lot of the players had been saying that they didn't want the break to come just because of the momentum they had going in their favor, and they were worried after that four-day break that it would be a little hard to get going again. And after the way that game sort of turned in the seventh inning last night, I mean, they had been 37-3 going into last night with leads after the sixth inning. So, I mean, that's a rarity for them to ever get in trouble late in games with their bullpen. So that's a tough one to have to start the second half of the year on. But I know a lot of fans, especially on Twitter, started pressing the panic button last night. A lot of people kept saying to me that the season was over, and it's not that time yet. I mean, they're still counting tonight. There's still 12 more games against the Twins. They have they have enough time at this moment to still make a move. It's just whether or not they're able to capitalize on the games that they do have left. But we saw them cut six games out of the division lead over a 29-game span. Three of them against the Twins earlier in June. So I mean, there's definitely still time left to make a run if they're going to. They just need to take advantage of these last two games of the series.
She's Mandy Bell, Indians beat reporter for MLB.com. You wrote a wonderful piece on Carlos Carrasco that is a must-read for every Indians fan. And in there, I think it's really interesting that this team seemed to take off and make the run that they had the minute that they found out about Carrasco and really just rallied around him. And what kind of an impact has that made on this ball club?
Well, what was really cool about it is that in the media, we didn't know that anything was about to happen with Carrasco on June 4th. We found out June 5th, the day that they moved him to the injured list, on the day of his scheduled start. But June 4th, we all sort of were sitting around saying, these guys are playing with a different type of energy. We didn't even know yet that there was something that sort of sparked them. So it was cool. I mean, it's obviously horrific news to be told the following day, but then you start to piece everything together and it's like, wow, these guys, something changed. And you could tell whenever Carrasco would walk into the clubhouse, every guy would go over and give him just the longest hug. And the amount that this guy means to every single person on the team, it's hard for a player, a person in general, to have a large group of people, every single person in that room, love you. And for them, there's not a single person in that room that could ever say something negative about Carlos Carrasco. The impact that he has on them is tremendous. And so it's just, they started to click. A lot of guys kept saying, you start to realize that this, we're playing a game and we're having fun. And we just needed to do that. And there's people like Carrasco going through bigger things in life that are more than just the game. You start thinking about life itself and the challenges that you have to go through. And whenever you get to go out and play a game every single day, you need to just relax and have fun. And as soon as they started doing that, you know, obviously the numbers speak for themselves. They went on that 21-8 run, the best record in baseball since then. And I think that definitely helped put things in perspective for them all.
Well, and you said it better than I could have, which is they just, you could tell even on TV, like you could tell in the yard, you could tell everywhere, they just played with a different energy. They started having fun again. They weren't pressing. They weren't listening to everything that was going wrong and knowing that they were coming up short. Instead, they just went out and played baseball. And you could just feel it.
Right. And that, I mean, that just relaxing and having fun can do so much rather than pressing. I mean, Mike Clevenger was even saying last night when we were talking to him about that fifth inning jam that he got himself into. He had second and third and no outs. And we asked him basically what's going through his mind. How was he able to dig deep? What did he do? And he basically said, I stood on the back of the mound. I took a deep breath and I was like, well, look, I could either have fun with this. This is a big game. We're 5.5 games out behind the first place Twins right here. And I can either have fun with this right now or I can start pressing and I can not get the results that I want to. So I'm just going to have fun with it. And then he decides to have fun with it and escapes the jam with the ground out and back-to-back strikeouts. So, I mean, it does wonders if you just allow yourself to relax. And I think that Carrasco has had that overwhelming power over the entire club.
All right, so let's do the injury roundup real quick. Where are we with Corey Kluber?
Kluber has extended his throwing out to 150 feet. He just got rechecked, and doctors are trying to put their heads together right now to figure out when he can start his bullpen sessions. When we asked Tito a good idea of whenever that could be, he said a good estimation would probably be in the next few weeks. But they're not 100% positive on a date right now. But every checkup that he's had has been clear. It's been good. It's been overwhelmingly positive. He seems to be doing pretty well in this rehab process. He did so much work whenever he had the splint on so that it could help him once he got it off, that he could move as quickly as possible. So expect him in the next few weeks to get back in the bullpen and finally start to see a light at the end of this tunnel.
Very nice. That's a breath of fresh air. That's good to hear. All right. I also need to ask about, so I've had a rule on this show that in my mind, Danny Salazar is a figment of my imagination until he is standing at the corner of Carnegie and Ontario. But there are people who are listening who want to know, where is Danny Salazar in the rehab process?
He's up to 45 pitches. He actually threw 46 in Akron Thursday night, and everyone seemed pretty happy with the way that he came out of it. He was optimistic. The coaches seemed pretty optimistic down in Double A. It was the first time that he's escaped Goodyear, Arizona since January 2018. It's been a very long stretch for him. So just to see him outside of the desert is an extremely positive sign for everybody involved. It's hard. I mean, a lot of people keep saying, I won't believe it until I see it, but he seems to be making decent progress, at least as of now. They're trying to stretch him out, which has been hard, obviously, since not throwing in a big league game since 2017. It can take a good bit of time. But he is up to 45 pitches. He gave up one run, 2 2/3 innings, but when asked Tito about it, he said everyone seemed pretty happy with the way that he was able to come out of it. So far, no setbacks, but I know everyone's not ready to believe it until he's actually in Cleveland.
I've just been burnt so many times thinking that he's coming back, and oh man, what an impact he's going to make, and they'll use him out of the bullpen, they'll do X, they'll do Y. I've hit the point where I'm not relying on that guy for anything. I am just, until he is here, he doesn't exist to me. That's the best way that I could stomach what's happening. Mandy Bell, MLB.com, Indians beat reporter, joining us on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. All right, so tonight, it is the continuing in the Twin Series, the big one here. Does this series have an impact on whether this ball club is going to buy or sell at the deadline, or is that another one of those, ask me in 2 weeks?
I don't think necessarily this series is the make or break. I mean, the timing of it obviously sets it up perfectly for it to be, for fans to start saying that it could be. And I understand where everyone is coming from, because say they get swept and then all of a sudden you take all that work that you did throughout June to cut six games, and then all of a sudden you're back again, and you're back in a situation digging yourself into a deeper hole. But there's still so much time left in the season that it's hard for this three-game stretch to be the make or break, especially because as much as it is harder to go through the wild card way, they're still in the wild card race. I just no matter what, I see them being a mix of buying and selling. I mean, I think trading Trevor Bauer is still something that's very, very likely to happen. I think that they can add by selling just because of their tight budget and things. I think it's going to be a little bit of a mix of both, no matter how this series goes. So I don't think this is the completely breaking point if the series doesn't go in their favor, just because there's still 10 more games against the Twins after this, and there's still a lot of baseball left to play.
And that's good. Just keep on having fun. That's the only thing I can say to this ball club. Just keep on having fun. And I say the same to you. Thank you for the time, Mandy. We really appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks for having me.